Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the WEEI studios.
Brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Let's go Celtics. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Brian Barrett Show is brought to you by ServPro, the cleanup and restoration specialists. Call 1-800-SERVPRO.
Time now for the Brian Barrett Show on WEEI.
All right, welcome back in. We are with you up until 3 o'clock, and then we'll take you into Red Sox pregame. Fitzy is going to join us momentarily as we get you ready for Game 5 of the NBA Finals, which is, of course, coming up on Monday night in San Francisco. Back to the Bay Area. An opportunity to go up 3-1. They obviously blew that the other night. Fitz, what's up, man?
Yeah, you know, Barrett, I've had so much time to process and think about exactly how the Celtics lost that game the other night. And in so many ways, it was like a version of Game 1 in that it was theirs for the taking. They only had a 5-point lead at the half, just down one after the third quarter. Wasn't as nightmarish as it usually is. But this is a case of they just didn't know how to finish, and Golden State rediscovered their championship savvy, led by one of the greatest ball handlers and shooters in the history of time, and they went and took it from the Celtics. And so now here we are on a Sunday where we thought we'd be breathing easy, figuring out where we're going to sit on the duck boat route. And instead, you and I are trying to find a way for the Celtics to get back into a series that they just had complete control of 2 days ago.
All right, so the Sox and the bullpen issues on the table all day, as well as the Celtics issue. So out of the three things, Jason Tatum the other night, the offensive rebounding, the turnovers, what was the biggest issue? 617-779-7937 is the number. And Fitzy, I look at this too, like sort of in a bigger, broader view of the Celtics in general. This is their opportunity, right? It feels like, and I made that comparison to the 2019 Bruins, where they didn't finish the job. I mean, everything set up for that Bruins team. If you remember back to that run that the Bruins had, they didn't have to play the Lightning.
They got cleaned out by Columbus in the first round, right?
And then they didn't have to play Washington or Pittsburgh, two teams that, of course, they didn't want to match up with. And they get all the way to the Cup and they blow it against the St. Louis Blues. Now, obviously, this Warriors team, the pedigree is NBA champions, but we can also acknowledge that this is the least talented Golden State Warriors teams in terms of their talent run, or in terms of their title run, I should say. Now, Curry's been incredible. We all know that. He's been insane in this series, but this team is not as good as those other Warriors teams, and it really feels like, to me, almost like, to do another cross-sport comparison, Fitzy, I'm full of them today, but the Patriots and the Chiefs, where the Patriots in 18, they were not like an unbelievable team, but they found something, right? They said, okay, we're going to start running the ball at the end of the season. And that's how they, if they just played the way they were for the majority of the season, they don't win the Super Bowl, Fitzy. They needed to change and sort of go into a different strategy to be able to beat a team like Kansas City. And heck, they still almost didn't hold them off if it wasn't for the coin flip there. And that whole situation there in the fourth, and Brady was obviously awesome in the overtime and all that. But you get my point. The Warriors feel like, okay, they're playing totally different. They're playing, they're going through a million pick and rolls. Curry's running more pick and rolls statistically than he's ever run in his career. So adding all that up, the Nets were a mess, the Middleton injury, the Heat were banged up. You can't let these opportunities get away when you have them in front of you if you're the Celtics. And it felt like Friday night was an opportunity to just end the series and they couldn't come through.
It's funny that you make that comparison, because I think on a previous edition of Fitzy and Hart, a.k.a. Men in Their 40s Arguing, I think Andy and I were talking about how the Celtics were in a lot of ways kind of like those St. Louis Blues that the Bruins, who you're now comping the Celtics to a little bit by blowing an opportunity after having an opportunistic path paved for them. To me, the Celtics were those St. Louis Blues because in January, both teams out of the playoffs. In January, both teams looked like absolute garbage. In January, both teams decided to either stick to what their coach was preaching, or they were able to crack their own Enigma code and became tough defensive teams. And of course, St. Louis got hot with Jordan Binnington in goal, and they went on to a shocking Stanley Cup run. And in a lot of ways, I think the way the Celtics have been playing, I don't know who you want to put in the role of Jordan Binnington, the way these Celtics have been playing. Maybe it's Marcus Smart. Who knows? But the Celtics, to me, in so many
Greg
ways. yes, now Nick Stauskas. It's an undeniable comparison in a lot of ways. Like, they are a lot like those St. Louis Blues. And the Celtics, I guess, yeah, maybe they mirror both of them, but it was just so disappointing to watch them in the fourth quarter, like go back to the game tape of the fourth quarter against the Heat in game six. And I know the Celtics always bounce back after losses. The average margin of victory is close to 16 points in games following defeats in the postseason. They are ultimate road warriors. They kind of stink. There's no TD Garden advantage, even though the crowd is electric and profane and so behind them. Yet there they are, always back on the road when it counts. I have this terrible feeling that magic is going to run out eventually, that they can't just keep leaning on themselves, that they just can't keep relying on finding ways to tough it out on the road. Because,
yeah,
you know, you cannot guarantee that you're going to be back there time and again. You know, if Chris Middleton's healthy, I can't tell you they beat the Bucks this season,
right,
let alone next season. The conference is going to get tougher. Yes, you're now finally a better team. And Jason Tatum is laboring. We need some people to step up around Jason Tatum, because I don't think you're going to see that 40-some-odd Game 6 versus Milwaukee performance again. I just think he's too banged up,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, and Fitzy, you may be onto something with the shoulder thing, although I'd like him to chill with that, man. Like, you don't have to start grimacing every time. Like, I get it, you're injured and all that, but you can't keep doing that. I mean, the body language is just bad. And I don't get it. He does it early in the game, then he'll stop doing it. It's just kind of irritating to me that he keeps doing that. And I'm sure we'll find out that he's more injured than we found out throughout the postseason. But that guy, I feel like that's bad body language. But the other part of this, too, is I look at, like, when Dwayne Wade won his championship with the Heat, right? It sort of set up that franchise long term where, look, in part of it's Miami. But the young player under the age of 25, that was going to be his team. You didn't have to worry about him leaving until years later after LeBron had left and he had an issue with Pat Riley. But you were going to have a long runway with Dwayne Wade. So even when it got bad for Miami, because they missed on the number two pick, who was Michael Beasley, but he stuck it out. He won a scoring title. And when it was time for guys to become free agents, it was Wade recruiting guys to play with him. And I feel like with Tatum, and to a lesser extent with Brown, if they get it done here, you're not worrying about things for a long time with the Celtics. You have this core. But losing incites panic in a lot of ways, Fitzy. And if they don't get this done, I do wonder, like Jaylen Brown, he's got an extension coming up in a year. He's not going to sign it this offseason for financial reasons. But if you just get it done, then it's all about guys coming here and making the Celtics a great team instead of any sort of flight risk with any of these players. You just sort of stabilize things.
Yeah. Now, see, on that one, I'm going to have to disagree. Yeah, it's going to be a no from me, dog, on that one, because I think the attraction isn't even just going to be Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and somebody coming in and thinking, like, I can be the third wing. I can be the third man. I'll be the sharpshooter they so desperately need to carry them at times when Tatum is injured or Tatum gets doubled or Brown isn't feeling it or Brown looks like he just woke up hungover and is trying to dribble the basketball like a baby calf on the floor. Like, he's so clumsy with the ball sometimes, it's ridiculous, as athletically talented and gifted as the man is. I don't think that's going to be the issue. As a matter of fact, I think the attraction to Boston is now going to be Ime Udoka. I think people are going to see what this guy has done, the way he relates to his players, the leadership he's shown, the system that he's deployed, and the way that they've bought in. And I think guys are going to be like, I'm not going to go play for this knucklehead. This coach is a puppet. Ownership is too heavy. These guys are out of control. I want to go play for this system, and I'm going to go with those guys because look how far they went without me. Now maybe I can be the Kevin Durant joining the Warriors, whoever that other person is that may want to join the Celtics in the future. I know Brown's going to need a new deal, at some point. I still think he's playing for pretty good money. Four for $110 million is not bad cheddar. Obviously, Tatum's well paid. I don't think he's going to want out of town anytime soon. My biggest issue with the Celtics right now, I was looking over the box scores before we hopped on today, Brian. My biggest issue is the disappearance of the supporting cast ever since that epic fourth quarter in game one. Now, game one, obviously, Draymond Green gets up there, one of the many performances that he's put on in this postseason that's made Celtics fans give him the TD Garden salute in games three and four. Barstool's got the shirts, et cetera, et cetera. Like, the bench was so freaking great. Smart was awesome. Derek White's been great. He is excluded. He gets a gold star for his effort so far in the series. But ever since game one, I have not, like, Al Horford, non-factor. Keeps getting called, if anything, the poor guy keeps getting called for phantom fouls that are absolutely killing the Celtics at key moments as well. We haven't gotten much from Pritchard. Marcus Smart was great in game three, but obviously wasn't tremendous in game four and had to foist too many shots because Jaylen and Tatum once again did their fourth quarter disappearing act. If the Celtics are going to stand a chance against Golden State on the road again in game five, in addition to finding a way to bracket, limit, bruise, push, or double Steph Curry and not let him get 40-plus, you're going to have to find a way to get the bench going. Somebody needs to get hot. Someone needs to light a spark off the bench for the Celtics because I hate it. I don't think I can count on Jason Tatum to lead the team going forward. I just think, once again, banged up, kid.
Oh, it's a fair point, too, because, I mean, if you look at how the Warriors win that game the other night, obviously a lot has to do with the Celtics' turnovers and Curry just going nuclear and all that, but also, Wiggins has a career high in terms of his rebounds. Looney's a major factor in that game, and I agree. Pritchard hasn't given you pretty much anything in this series. You look at a guy like Grant Williams, he's been pretty much useless. Al Horford, yeah, one good game, but really, their role players have not been good. It's a good point. 617-779-7937, the number. Let's get to Duke, who's on the Cape. What's up, Duke?
Duke!
I think Duke put us on. I don't know what the hell Duke's doing.
Yeah, Duke sounds
things
like
get crazy on the Cape, Fitz. You can speak to that.
I can attest to that. It's a different animal. Yeah, look Al Horford. The guy had 26 points in game two, game one, right? 26 points, just lit it up, went crazy in the fourth quarter when Jaylen Brown led the team back. In game two, 2 points. You know, like the other night. What do you have, like 8 points the other night? I'm just looking that up right now. Like, it's you need, obviously, the game that you came back and made the most unlikely of comebacks in. Yeah, the other night, Al Horford, yeah, he had 8 points. I mean, you just can't have that. You need more from these guys. These guys were the reason why you won that. Without Pritchard and Horford and a little bit of Smart going crazy in the fourth quarter of game one, you're down 3-1, and Golden State is cruising towards a chance to win it in five at home and even push past the expectations of most major basketball analysts and prognosticators, Barrett. So the Celtics, in some ways, deserve to be where they are. In some ways, they're a little bit lucky to be where they are. The bench has got to wake the F up.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is like we mentioned the role players. Well, Robert Williams gave them a major lift in game three. He was awesome in that game, and I felt like he was giving them a lift in that game four as well. And then it felt like Fitzy, he was banged up, which again is a concern going forward because you felt like, okay, after game three, and then the way he started game four, I'm all excited, like, okay, he's back. We got Robert Williams from the regular season. Let's go. Cue the damn duck boats. Get him going because Robert Williams is wrecking this game.
Oh, and then huge early on. Swatting balls in the garden went every time he blocked a ball, the garden went nuts. Like with Time Lord on their side, you've seen what the numbers bear. Like there's no one with like his effectiveness or his plus minus on the court. Like they're such a better team when he's on the court, followed by also Jaylen Brown. With Time Lord healthy, swatting balls, making the perimeter difficult, and just dominating the post, the Celtics are a different beast. He did look like he got tired as game four wore on, though.
Yeah, and he looked injured again. He looked banged up again, and that's the bigger concern that I have, Fitzy, is going forward. I felt like he had turned a corner from a health perspective because I saw it in back-to-back games with just one night in between, but then he was banged up at the end of that game. So that's the concern I have going forward is he completely changed the series when he appeared in game three and he was the Robert Williams that we saw from the regular season. Not that he didn't play in games one and two, but he actually looked like Robert Williams again, and I'm just concerned on whether or not we're going to get that guy tomorrow night. All right, 617-779-7937, the number. Brian Barrett in with you until 3. Fitzy's with us until 1 o'clock. So if you do want to weigh in the C's, what's your biggest issue with this team? right now. I do want to get into something that Marcus Smart said the other night that I found interesting and probably not a good thing to say. We'll get into that next. Oh, and the Red Sox. If you do want to win in the bullpen mess, that's on the table at 617-779-7937. Brian Barrett and Fitzy with you here on EEI.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Sox fell to the Mariners 7-6 last night. Bobby Dalbec gave the Sox a 6-5 lead in the ninth inning, but another blown save for Hansel Robles, his fourth of the season. Dylan Moore, the walk-off single for Seattle. The Sox and the Mariners play the last of their three-game set this afternoon in Seattle. 4:10 first pitch across the Shaws and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. You can tune in to the Visit Massachusetts pregame show at 3:10. It's sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Robbie Ray is going to get the start in that one for Seattle. The Sox have not announced a starter, but it's going to be a bullpen game, of course, with Garrett Whitlock on the IL. It appears Cutter Crawford is in line to start, which is not good because that guy stinks. The NBA Finals now tied 2-2, Game 5 Monday night in San Francisco. The C's coming off that loss in Game 4. The Lightning clinched a spot in the Stanley Cup Final for the third straight year after a 2-1 win over the Rangers Saturday night. They wrapped that up in six games. The Stanley Cup Final gets underway Wednesday night. Lightning and Avalanche, and Sean McDonough's on the call for that. That's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Brian Barrett Show on WEEI. Girl, I
like you. Jason's struggling to find his rhythm in this series. Do you guys, Marcus, are you talking to him or is there anything you're saying to him?
Yeah, we all are. We just constantly, you know, let him know, keep going. You know, this isn't your first time being in a slump. Won't be the last time. You got to figure it out. You know, we trust you. We believe in you. And this is what you're made for, you know, and Jason has to figure it out. We have to do a good job of helping him, but, you know, him being the player he is, these are the moments where he has to come alive and he has to figure it out. And he will. You know, we don't know when that is, but we sure it's going to happen soon and we're ready for it. And we're here to back him up.
Oh, my God. That was Marcus Smart after the game the other night. Nick Fitzy Stevens with us as well. Have some self-awareness, Marcus. I don't understand this, Fitzy. I don't understand why he says stuff like this out loud. Does he not hear himself speak? He said 3 times, Jason's got to figure it out, or he needs to figure it out. If you want to tell that to him privately, fine. But clearly, Fitzy, Tatum is not a guy that responds well to this type of stuff. Remember, he was upset what, a week ago when people were asking him he brought up himself about the superstar thing. Like, I don't remember tweeting that I was a superstar. He obviously doesn't like this. He didn't like it the first time that it happened earlier this season with Marcus Smart. They had to have, like, breakfast or something together in the cafeteria. This stuff does not go over well with Tatum. And I would say this, Fitzy, clearly this guy is down right now. He is struggling. He has lost some confidence in the series. I don't need Marcus Smart out there telling the world that Tatum needs to figure out. He's right. He does need to figure it out. But his teammates should not be saying that publicly.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But I feel like, you know, Marcus Smart, don't forget, the Celtics did start trying to share the ball and improve the offense back in November when he said that, you know, people can't be standing around and we got to distribute the ball more. His November remarks were well received. I know, obviously, a couple years ago in the bubble when Office Max Brad was managing the team or coaching, whatever you'd like to say, that didn't go over well. There was the table throw.
Wait, what did you call him? Office Max Brad?
Yeah, he looks like an assistant manager in Office Max when he was coaching the team.
I never heard that. That's good.
Thanks. Every now and again, you know, the sun will shine on a duck's ass every now and again. But, like, the Marcus Smart is, you know, reaching for something because they fell back into that same trap, the trap of their own device once again, where there was no ball movement. There was no player motion. There was a lot of standing around. There was, you know, what did we talked about yesterday on Fitzy and Hart. I think we even used the clip over and over again. Stiz, wasn't it the ball watching? There was just a lot of ball
Derek
watching.
Derek White brought it up.
Derek White did. Exactly, yeah. The Celtics are guilty of a lot of ball watching. So when you have a superstar, and yes, we have to call Jason Tatum a superstar. Sorry if he had never said that he was a superstar or that he didn't name himself first team All-NBA. That's just a fact, though. He was named one this year. So while he may be a shy guy and, you know, more demure and not, you know, as loud and braggadocious as other people, he's about as polar opposite from Draymond Green, if you will, as you could possibly get. He's got to show some killer instinct, and he's got to tough it out through this. Like, if you're out there on the court, if you're playing through something, you can't let that something be an excuse. You either play through it or you don't.
Yeah, and Fitzy, as far as Marcus Smart goes, like, I agree with you, but I just don't want Marcus Smart saying that publicly. Is that too much to ask? Is it too much
to
ask?
But it's worked. See, but it's,
but
I know
when?
They had to go have
breakfast.
I know
they point to that moment after the game when he said it, but their season didn't turn around after that. It took a while for their season to turn around. Like, I understand his point. What he's saying is all fair, but why does he go out to the podium and say that crap? Like, would this ever happen with the Patriots? Would Edelman ever say after a bad Brady game, hey, you know what? Tom's going to figure it out. Tom's going to figure it out. He's going to be better. Like, would he ever say that?
But at that point, Tom was a 3, 4, 5, 6-time Super Bowl champion, so you didn't have to say it, whereas maybe Jason Tatum needs some encouragement.
Okay, so would Dante Hightower go up to the podium and say, hey, Mac Jones is going to figure it out?
Well, he probably won't anymore because I don't think he'll be playing for the Patriots.
Okay, you get my point.
No,
Devin McCourty.
I do. No, of course. Yeah, let's say a Devin McCourty type or, you know, maybe it would have been Van Noy before. No, he would not have. Okay, and that's not how they do
Matthew
it.
Matthew Slater. Hey, Mac got to figure it out. Come on. I don't like it. I don't like the player saying
but
that after the game.
Why do we have to worry about everyone's feelings? What do we have to do?
Because he's the star. Look, I'm not saying it's right that we have to worry about it, but clearly we do have to worry about Tatum's demeanor. I mean, hasn't that been abundantly clear throughout the postseason run? I'm not saying it's right, but it's the reality.
And also, you know that Tatum didn't really love it because his postgame words Friday night were along the lines of like, guys, I'm giving you everything I got.
Right.
I'm trying. Like, please don't think that I'm out there just like hot dogging it or just, you know, half assing it out there. Like, I'm really trying. I'm doing the best I can. Okay, so we need to know, is that best I can that you're offering right now, is it compromised because of the injury or are you just not playing enough?
Right.
I think we should know so we could judge, discuss, and sort of like view what he's doing differently. Because if I knew he had a torn something and he was playing through it, okay, like heroic effort. He's gutting it out because his team needs him and it's the NBA Finals. But if he's not, and it's just a minor injury and he's not playing well, like, well, come on, man, like you're top five. And I don't mind Marcus Smart saying it as much as you do. I really don't, because the team needs a little fire. When there's lethargy on the floor, I don't care that it was only 2 days between Wednesday and Friday. Golden State found a second gear. Steph Curry looked like he didn't give a flying F about his ankle injury or anything else. And the Celtics are one of the most fit teams. That's what they've been known for, the tenacious D, their energy, and their physicality all season. When there's lethargy on the court, when you have a chance to take a commanding lead of the finals and win yourself an NBA championship, someone's got to say something.
Yeah. Look, I understand your point, Fitzy. My whole thing is, though, like you mentioned Tatum after the game, and he's basically up there saying, I promise we're not trying to do this. Like, you could tell the guy's clearly in trouble right now from a mental perspective, and I don't think Marcus Smart is helping the cause.
We don't do this shit on purpose.
Yeah. Like, he looks.
I like that. Yeah.
He looks like he was upset. He was obviously frustrated. I think that Marcus Smart affects that in a negative way. 617-779-7937 the number. Let's get to Duke. He is back with us. He's on the Cape. Duke, what's up, man?
You know, guys, I just had emergency appendix surgery recently.
Oh, sorry,
man. After watching Jason Tatum, I think I'd rather go back and have emergency surgery again. The guy.
Let me finish.
One of the points you made earlier, you were talking about how the players around him aren't stepping up. Well, better players, Larry Bird and players of that nature, Kobe Bryant, make the other players better around them. So he's not doing that. He's not doing anything that's got an incentive going where these other players are going to step up. And as far as Marcus Smart is concerned, Marcus Smart, if Jason Tatum had one-tenth of his heart, we'd be winning this thing. We threw away a golden opportunity the other night to take this series right where we want.
Duke, hold on.
Go ahead.
I mean, you're throwing stuff out there like his heart. He doesn't have the same heart as Marcus Smart. Were you saying that when he went into Milwaukee and he scored 46 points in what was an elimination game for the Celtics, and you say that he's not making his teammates better, he's averaging 7.8 assists per game in the series?
Yeah, you know, that's all good on paper, but what eye sees, you know, the other
thing you're talking about. They don't count when he's finding his teammates and they're hitting shots.
I'm not saying they don't count.
Okay.
I just don't think he's – hey, look, he wears Kobe Bryant's wristband. You know, he's nothing like Kobe Bryant. You know, he's put that on way too early. He needs to step up. If he's a superstar –
when should he put the band on, next year?
Maybe if he wins something, yeah.
Okay. All right, dude, good stuff, man. I appreciate the call. The one thing I'll say – Fitzy, I have a very difficult time. If you want to criticize his play, that's fine. But I can't tell you that the guy doesn't want to win a championship, okay? If he didn't want to win a championship, he doesn't go into Giannis's house and throw 46 on him and have 16 in the fourth quarter. That, to me, is out of bounds. Saying that he doesn't want it, he doesn't have enough heart. If you want to criticize the mentality, he doesn't go to the hoop and up, blah, blah, any of that stuff, that's fine. I'm all with that. But to say that he doesn't want it, he doesn't have heart, that's where I stop and I say, okay, we're not doing that. Now, the other thing I just wanted to mention in terms of the Kobe thing, Fitzy, and I don't know if you are with me on this or not, so I'll run it by you. The Kobe thing is starting to get weird to me because, okay, we had the
text. Why, because he texted a dead man before the game?
Well, and he put it out there. Like, it's one thing if he just texted them and nobody knew about it, but he put it out there. And the wristband, whatever, like, I don't have an issue with that whatsoever, but
that's okay. No, that's okay. Channeling, paying respect to, and trying to like live up to what your hero did. Absolutely. Like your idol, the guy you want to emulate. I'm fine with that. Yeah.
But
yeah.
How about like the practice jersey thing? Like wearing the same stuff that Kobe was wearing. Like, are we getting a little
The Celtics t-shirt and the green shorts. Like now we're like,
it's like,
now
obsessive.
We're getting a little obsessive.
It's weird, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Like, he's obviously reaching. I mean, maybe he's just trying to figure out like the things that he has to do to help get himself to that championship level. Like he wants to be like Kobe. What always ends up happening when coaches who have worked under Bill Belichick for years go somewhere else the first time around, Barrett? You don't even have to bother answering. Everyone knows they fail and they fail miserably. Why? Because
Patricia did?
It was pretty 13-29-1 was pretty excellent.
Have some respect for the process, man. All right.
Would you also sit up, please? And just thanks. Because they try to go be Bill Belichick. Like, okay, you can want to be like Kobe Bryant, but like he was a completely different kind of animal when he played. He was a different beast altogether. I can see you wanting to like try to adopt the Mamba mentality, but just go ahead and be like, if you want to be like an Iceman, if you just want to be like. If Jason Tatum wants to just be like a cool, cold killer, like who doesn't show a lot of emotion on the floor, yet still plays focused intensely with heart and, you know, poise when it counts and, you know, it's stone cutting time and nuts are on the line, then that's fine. Do your thing. But to try to constantly be like Kobe, like just you know what he needs to do, Brian? No, tune out Marcus Smart. Don't wear the Kobe stuff. Just like pull back and just like take a breath and just get back to like square one. Like who is he in these games where he can score 50? Who is he when he goes 38-11? Let's see that guy. Let's see, like, step back and just do your own thing and let it come to you. And also tell everyone around you, like, guys, I'm gonna try to carry the team tonight. I'm not gonna make a big deal of it. But if I pass you the ball because I'm not feeling it, or they're doubling or tripling me, make the damn shot.
Yeah, hit it. Shoot up. Let's go. Hit it. Hit the shot. And I will say this, Fitzy, to your point, you brought this up earlier about the role players needing to step up. Now, look,
Dude, they're bad.
It's a good point, and I love Tatum, and obviously he's on his way to being in the superstar category. I don't want to get into a superstar argument. I mean, I feel like that's a dumb argument, but he's one of the top 10 players in the league and all that, and I expect him to respond. That's why I'm aggravated, is because I know he's capable of doing it. We've seen him do it. He did it against the Bucks. He's had multiple great games against the Heat, so we've seen him do it before. That's why I get frustrated. But I think we would both agree that Tatum's not on the same level as Curry yet. He's not on the same level as Giannis yet. He's not that level of superstar, the LeBron Jameses of the world, right? When Kevin Durant got to Golden State. So that does mean part of the reason the Celtics are here is their team, the depth, that they're loaded. They don't have weaknesses defensively. They have a bunch of guys that can hit shots. They have a bunch of guys that can make plays. So for Tatum, more so than a guy like Curry, those role players are important. You need those other guys to step up. So Grant Williams, Al Horford, Derek White has been up and down in this series. In fact, I should take that back. He's been really good defensively, but his offense, as we all know, it goes up and down. So those other guys, they do need to give Tatum more help than, say, Curry needs on the other side, because Curry is that alpha and the omega of their offense, carrying everything they do. Tatum needs more help. And I don't think that's like an indictment on Tatum. He's 24. Eventually, he's not going to need as much help as Steph Curry does. But at this particular point, this juncture of his career, he does need more assistance.
Yeah, and you had made a good point earlier, too, that this may be the weakest of all of the Warriors teams, and we're not talking about the one that lost Klay Thompson against the Raptors.
Right.
Because, obviously, they were just a freaking machine. They were generationally dominant when Kevin Durant was on the team. So, yeah, there's a chance to be able to – you may not shoot as well from them from the beyond the arc, but at the same time, they've kept up with them by and large shooting threes. You definitely, if Time Lord is healthy enough, should be able to move, dominate them in the low post as well. And you've got two scorers who should be good for 25 or more any night, whereas they have Steph Curry and... Now, Steph Curry scored enough points to actually count as two superstars the other night, and he was just absolutely impossible. Okay, well, he played his superstar card. Now someone else has to step up and raise the level of play. And when I look at these guys, like I mentioned Horford earlier, 26 in game one, then he goes 2, and then he gets 11, and then 8. Sorry, Al. You're my favorite emotional core. You're an unsung leader of this team. Everyone is rooting for you in your first NBA Finals. You just have to be better. Grant Williams, my God, what a bloated corpse he's been. 0 points, 6 points, 10 points, 3 points.
Come on, Fitzy. Bloated, easy with the term. Come on. Bloated guy? Come on,
no,
man.
I said bloated.
He's trying to stay fit.
A waterlogged corpse, okay? Like, he's not been good. And Pritchard, 16 in the first game, making his little two shorts, running up the floor, showing the three sign. He was money. And he's quick. You know, like, he should be able to pop a couple quick shots in. Like, he's another one of these little spark plugs. 4 points, 3 points, a point in game four. Sorry, that's just not going to get it done. I don't know who at this point, like, Udoka is in, you know, his mentality should be the same kind of mentality that Jason Tatum has. Like, let Jason Tatum be who Jason Tatum is. If Marcus Smart wants to bark and do Marcus Smart things, Udoka's going to let him. If Jason Tatum needs to take it easy and play it cool, he's going to let him do that. Udoka has to be figuring now, like, God, I have tried every rotation. I've gone with 8 guys in a game. I've played 12 guys in a game. I've given these guys more minutes. I let these guys take more shots. What he can't do is have everyone stand around and watch Marcus Smart take desperation threes, or just threes in general. Did you look at what Stuhl Greeny, Dan Greenberg, tweeted out from NBA.com yesterday about the Celtics shot selection in the fourth quarter? First half of the quarter, they mixed up low post shots with three-pointers nicely. They shot at a 43% clip. Not great, but like certainly good enough to keep you in a game. The final 4 minutes of the game, every friggin' shot was a three-pointer. And, of course, they hit a shot. Like, that's just not, like, yeah. That's desperation ball. Why were they playing with such desperation when they should have the kind of poise that led them to get to where they are?
It's a good point, and that's why I look at it, too. It's a good point. They need to take better shots in the fourth quarter. They came undone late in that game. I mean, if you look at it in terms of the final 5 minutes, they were 0-6. They didn't score. I mean, they completely came undone. The shot selection was bad. I'm with you on that. The other thing I'll say is just on tomorrow night's game, like we mentioned the role players, but game on the road after a difficult loss, that has got to be about your two young stars. Tatum and Brown have got to carry the team tomorrow night. Let's get to Joe. Joe is in West Virginia. What's up, Joe?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Brian Fitzy. Great listening to you guys. I just want to talk about Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, okay, respectively 2016 and 2017 when they came into the league. I.e. Giannis came in at 2013, could run the floor like no one I'd seen since Hakeem Olajuwon, as far as a big man. But he had no offensive skills, you know, just, you know, an alley-oop or maybe go back with an offensive rebound. But eventually he perfected the craft to become an unstoppable force. My point being is I think both Brown and Tatum, I'm willing to stick with them. They can be maddening at times, but these guys are making their craft more perfected. Quick shout-out to Ime. Daniel Tice, great bodyguard. Keep him right near you on the bench. I feel like a young Pete Carroll. Two out of three are pumped and jacked. Rock and roll, yeah, baby. Let's go, Steve.
Love it,
that's
Joe.
That's my kind of call, man. That's what's up.
I love that. I love the Daniel Tice line, too, because, man, that guy sucks. He is absolutely useless. He's about as useless as the – he's about as useful as the Coney Ely trade, Fitzy. That's
yeah,
his role.
Old, like, Nico, he's about as useful as a one-eyed man in a rowboat. Like, yeah, just like completely useless. I mean, he's not even cracking the rotation at this point. But he hit a three in the series. So, hey, listen, you know.
Yeah, but Fitzy, like, I understand.
His one contribution.
Yeah, I understand. Joe makes a good point, too, about these guys who are young players. And really, if you think about it, they're ahead of schedule. Like, if you look at Jason Tatum, even if he's not, if they win, he may not be the finals MVP because of Jaylen Brown, but he will have been the best player on a championship team throughout the season in the playoffs, right? And if you look at it, that rarely happens in the NBA where the best player on a championship team is under the age of 25. In recent history, the only two guys to do it, Dwayne Wade in 2006 when he had Shaq as his sidekick, and then you got to go back to 99 with Tim Duncan that second year of the lockout year when he had David Robinson as his teammate. So, yes, I mean, Kawhi Leonard won a championship at 22, but he wasn't the best player on the Spurs at that time, even though he won the finals MVP. So it's very difficult to do. So I get we're putting a lot of pressure and expectations on these guys, but we're here in the moment, and they have an opportunity to win an NBA championship. That's why we get aggravated. That's why we get frustrated. We can sit back after the series is over and talk about the long game for the Celtics, but what we're evaluating is what we see in the moment.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I looked this up the other day because Kawhi was just absolute nails in that 2014 finals, getting revenge against Miami after they should have won, but Ray Allen hit that shot. Why did they have Duncan out of the game? Popovich probably still rues that to the day. Kawhi Leonard only averaged 14 points a game that season, but then during those finals turned into a machine, just was unstoppable, and then like the legend of Kawhi Leonard, basketball NBA superstar and generational talent, was basically born from that point. So here's an opportunity for someone else to step up and become, you know, a star, a hero, and you know, help the Celtics get, you know, get back into the series. And I am going to go with that because I think, I hate to say it, Golden State has control of the series now. When you watch the 538 model go from like 99% Celtics win the series to now down to like 60%, I think they're being kind, and I don't understand.
What they say about Hillary?
I know exactly. Like, how about nice job, Stiz? Super Bowl 51, right? Et cetera. That's why those things are just complete garbage and not worth the fake paper they're not printing.
Yeah, and
on.
You know what, Fitzy? Out of all people, I mean, you're usually a very positive person.
I am, but I'm just. But
and
also,
look,
you know
I've been
what I'm doing. I'm talking
to
myself.
I've been listening to Six Rings and things too, man. A lot of negativity from you, man.
No, hold on a
whoa,
second.
Whoa.
I am not. First of all, I'm not in Shime's lane because Shime is.
Well, nobody
the
is.
Most,
I mean, nobody I know, could
I
be.
I know it's spectacular. Andy is trying to continually see. He's having too much fun trying to paint me as the villain of the pod. Oh, I thought you were Mr. Positive and backing me into a corner. That's what Andy Hart does. He does Andy Hart things. He loves to poke and prod. And sometimes I take the bait. Shame on me. I'm way more positive on the Patriots. I'm actually probably the most positive guy when it comes to how this offense is going to evolve.
Well, hold on, Fitz. If I was going to rate the pod, I'd say least positive, Shime. And then it would be most positive, Andy. You're kind of in between.
How dare you? Those are fighting words. Pistols at dawn. Pistols at dawn in the metaverse.
All right, Fitzy's with us up until 1 o'clock. If you want to weigh in on the Celtics, certainly can. What do you expect from Tatum in Game 5? Who needs to step up in Game 5? And what's been your biggest issue throughout this series? If you do want to weigh in on the Red Sox, their bullpen issues, that's on the table. And, of course, the Patriots are always on the table. 617-779-7937, the number. Brian Barrett, Fitzy with you.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, more of the Brian Barrett Show on WEEI.
All right, Nick Fitzy Stevens with us as well. We're taking you all the way up until 3 o'clock. Andy Hart's going to jump on in the next hour, and then we'll get you ready for Red Sox baseball. Hey, Fitzy, any chance you stayed up till 2 a.m. last night? If you didn't, I'm happy for you because the Red Sox blew a game, so I'm hoping you didn't.
Oh, no, I did not. I can't do Sox after midnight anymore. I try sometimes. I just, for some reason, like, I don't know, maybe I just don't have the dad strength to do it anymore. And plus also, like, when you know you got a family day, you got some work, like, to borrow from Sunday to pay for Saturday,
yeah,
when it's a West Coast game, a game they should win on the road against the Mariners, a team that they're much better than in a season that's been so up and down of late for the Red Sox, where they should continue cleaning up. These are the games where they need to feast on the inferior to try to bulk back up and get ready to play better when they have games against Toronto, Tampa, the Yankees, et cetera, coming up. Like, I can't do it. I can't. Yeah. I should, but I can't.
Well, good news is, Fitzy, it's the last West Coast road trip of the year. So they're done with that, which is awesome. And, like, for me last night, I don't require two things, a lot of sleep or nourishment. Like, neither one of those things are really required for me.
You are such a brobot. It's amazing.
I got issues. I got a lot of issues.
That's all right. That's why we love you.
So, like, last night, I mean, that was a struggle last night. I'll admit, like, I was falling asleep at times during that game. I did wake up, of course, to see Hansel Robles blow that thing last night. But this morning, I set my alarm to get a run in before I came in. I mean, it was like trying to pry a cat off linen. I was absolutely exhausted this morning. So, but I mean, and they lost. It's rewarding when they win, but when they lose, it just pisses you off. But hey, let's get back to the Celtics as they get ready for Game 5 tomorrow night. 617-779-7937, the number. And look who's here, Fitzy. Your guy, Wayno, in South Boston. Wayno!
Oh, look who's back, Wayno!
What's up, my chul? Look at this. Wait a minute. This combo right here, I'm loving it. Fitzy and hot and not hot. Well, we got hot coming soon, I know. But that's the three. That's the three amigos. That's you guys. But these two together right here, you two, I love it, man. This is a show right here, brother. This is a show. But let me get my 3 points to the Celtics real quick. Number one, shut down Steph Curry, 43 points. I don't care. Double cover him. Do whatever. Let anybody else get the shots. Anybody. But him, shut him down. He's their whole team. He's everything. If he's happy, they're happy. If he's sad, they're sad. So shut him down. I don't care. Put two people on him. Bump him off. Put friggin' Robert Williams on him. So when he tries to throw up the three-point, he gets it smacked in his face.
Well, I mean, Wayne, he can also just go around
him. Number two.
There is that.
He's a
wizard. He can go around Robert Williams. And look, Wayne, I understand your point.
He can go around him.
Hold on, Wayne, hold on. I understand it's frustrating, but I mean, to say shut down Steph Curry, like, he can just do it, it's not that easy.
Yeah, don't let Michael Jordan beat you.
Don't let Brady run it down the field in the fourth quarter, the 2-minute drill. Don't let Brady execute that.
Yeah, exactly. And stop throwing the ball around like you were playing soccer or something.
And
Tatum coming up doing the hook shots like he's frigging Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he gets smacked in his face every time because they know he keeps doing it. Go to the hole. When Tatum goes to the hole, he gets points or he gets hurt, and we get 2 points every time.
Well, I don't want the injury, but I'm with you on the first part of that. Get to the cup, Wayne. Get to the damn cup. I agree with that.
But, Wayno, yeah. I do want to point out, yeah. Wayno, give me 1 sec. I do want to point out, Barrett, I want to get your take on this while we got you, Wayno. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Have you ever seen a team, let alone a team that has championship caliber or metal, have you ever seen a team worse from 8 feet in either baseline, little putbacks or layups than these Celtics? I don't know how many layups they missed on Friday night. I probably could have built a small getaway or a bungalow seaside with the bricks that they put up from 8 feet and within. It is infuriating.
It is. It is fishy. But the only guy who's in that area getting those shots is Jaylen Brown. And when he's on fire, that's when we win. But he wasn't doing that either.
Hey,
and
Wayne, Marcus, what's point
Smart,
three?
Of course.
Yeah, point three.
Point three is Marcus Smart, who thinks he's so smart, but he's not. Keep throwing up the three-pointers when he's not even on point near it. When he hasn't got a chance to even look at the shot, he just throws it up. Every time he does that, they go in transition, and that's how they win the game. That's how they won the other night. Every time we threw one up and it went off and it didn't go in, they took it back down the court, gave it to Steph, of course. That's what I'm saying. All those don't matter. Number one matters is just shut down Steph Curry. If you do that, cut 43 in half. That's like 17 to 18. The Celtics win. That's it. That's how easy it is. They can keep up with them, but not if they keep doing this stupid stuff.
Here, I'm with
throw
you,
the
Wayne.
Ball down here. Let me throw it under my legs to you because it looks so cool. Stop it. Just play goddamn right, real basketball.
All right, Wayne. Hey, good stuff. Wayne, great stuff.
Talk about
man.
Someone who needs to get a run in. Wayno needs to go do some pull-ups by the river or get a run in as well. You got to channel that energy positively. Well, At this point now, the hell with any sort of like Hoosier style or any given Sunday speeches. Let's just wheel Wayno right into the locker room at the Chase Center tomorrow night and just have him read the Celtics the Riot Act and see how they respond.
I love his number one point. Shut down Curry. It's a very easy
task.
All
you got to do.
You know what?
Tell the sun to stop being so bright.
Hey, Pedro's on the mound. Just light up Pedro. It's very easy to do. Just light him up. Get after him.
Get hits against Pedro. You'll score runs. That's how you win.
Unbelievable. I love Wayne, though. I love his passion. He told me one time, Wayne did, that he invented his own treadmill.
Would that surprise me? No.
I don't know if there's any verification on that. He said he was going to send a picture to the station. I have not seen the picture yet, but he said he invented his own, like, it's like a hybrid treadmill and elliptical, essentially.
Ooh.
Claims he runs 20 miles a day, too. That seems like a lot. I know he's a Marine.
I met him once in person. He's in rotten
very
iron
fit.
Shape.
Yeah, he's very fit.
You guys share the same thing, like 0% body fat, zero relatability to reality.
All right, Fitzy. Hey, well, thanks for hanging out, man. What's up for the rest of the day? Got to get an IPA in or something, man. Sunday fun day. Let's go.
Oh, no, man. I got Little League for the kiddos. I got to get ready for I'm in the Joe Andruzzi golf tournament tomorrow to help benefit Joe's amazing charity. If you don't know, visit joeandruzzifoundation.org, I believe it is. Yeah, you know, his foundation, they pay the bills of people that have cancer when cancer becomes too expensive for you to be able to live your life. Like, the guy was an absolute boss on the field, 3-time Super Bowl champion, and does the Lord's work off of it. So I'm more than happy to help out tomorrow, but I apologize to anyone who gets me stuck with their foursome in a scramble and I'm, quote, the celebrity or entertainment for 18 holes. So that should be a good time, my man, and I'm just looking forward to tomorrow night. You know, 9:07 Eastern time, Breen Van Gundy and the other guy. That's what I like to call Mark Jackson now. He's been so bad in the finals. That can't come soon enough, buddy. Enjoy Andy Hart.
All right. Well, I mean, come on. Andy Hart's coming on. I mean, come on.
I know. All right.
Well, Fitzy, good stuff. Hey, that's a great cause, too. I didn't know all that about Joe Andruzzi. That's awesome, man. So have fun tomorrow. Good luck in the Little League, and we'll talk to you next week at some point, I'm hoping.
Always a pleasure, buddy. Go Seas.
All right. Andy Hart joins us next. A lot more to get into. We'll get his take on the Seas as they get ready for Game 5. Oh, and I do want to get to one other thing that concerns me about the Celtics going forward. We'll do that next here on EEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.